Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. Today is Friday, August 3rd, and this is episode 225 of The Big Show. And I'm really excited because we have a sponsor for Thinks Out Loud. Solo Segment is our new sponsor. They're all about site search analytics that unlock revenue and AI content discovery. Solo Segment is really focused on improving search results and customer satisfaction, and they're using AI to understand what's happening with your content and how customers use it to improve that journey, put the right content in front of customers at the right time, and make that content work for you. You can learn more about them at solosegment.com. And I'm really pleased to be working with them. They're friends of mine. They're good folks. I am involved with the company, so I'm pretty happy about it. But you should definitely check them out. Really good stuff. Now, we have a really cool episode for you today, some really interesting stuff to talk about. Normally, you know, we talk a lot about success stories, who's doing it well, what's working well, etc. And today, I thought it would be interesting to talk about an unsuccess story, an unsuccessful company who might be struggling, and the lessons we can learn from this company's struggles. And the company is GE. Now, I know it's weird to talk about GE and say, wait a minute, they're hugely successful. They're a huge corporation. What in the world are you talking about that they are struggling or, you know, not doing well or things along those lines? Well, Business Insider has a fascinating article all about how GE is getting out of the digital business. What's that you say? You didn't know GE was in the digital business? Well, that's part of the problem, right? You know, GE has this piece of its business that it focuses on with IoT, with Internet of Things, called Predix. And I'm reading from the Business Insider article right now, where it says, the company is no longer trying to expand its footprint in the digital space to new industries, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is instead focusing on existing business units and verticals. By initiating a sell-off of many of its digital assets, the company will retreat even further from its digital ambitions amid rising competition, especially in the IoT platform space where Predix competes. Now, what Predix was supposed to do is tie together different industrial IoT and support, and again, this is from Business Insider, support connected devices at internal and external industrial and manufacturing sites. So if you think about big manufacturers with lots of technology and significant investments in their tools for building big things like, you know, HVAC systems or industrial equipment or, you know, medical devices or the like, being able to tie the data together from these processes and from the outputs of these processes, the machines that they build, could be enormously important to their long-term business success. And they've decided, for a bunch of reasons, not to. Now, let's be fair. They're doing very well as a company. You know, they've got a new CEO who's fixing some of their operational challenges and the like and improving where they're going. And they're achieving lots of revenue in the various industries in which they compete. But if you think about it, where's the long-term trajectory? Where is the long-term growth? Obviously, when we look at things like 3D printing and we look at future technologies that are coming into play, clearly, they're not going to upend GE. Nobody's going to build an industrial, you know, excavation machine or something like that with a 3D printer right away. But they might 3D print parts for it. They might 3D print components for it. And I bet the aftermarket parts business is actually a fairly large segment of business. And doesn't it seem likely that it would be really beneficial to GE to have the data around how these things are working and be able to use that data to improve its products and maybe offer new products and services to its customers? So if you look at it, this seems like a terrible idea. And to be fair, the Business Insider article essentially says the same thing. You know, they're saying rather than attempting to devote further resources to challenging tech companies like Amazon, Microsoft, and Google, who have gotten into IoT platforms in a big way, they're saying GE is retreating to focus instead on its existing business units with larger revenue. Note, that's revenue, not growth. I'm going to go back to the Business Insider article. While such a shift may result in improved financials in the near term, it could lead to long-term complications as software and platforms become more central to industrial and manufacturing operations in the coming years, and GE could be left behind. Now, I want to give, you know, a lot of credit to GE's leadership. You know, they're smart people. I don't think they're dumb by any stretch. You know, but John Flannery, the CEO, has decided that this is not a place they want to be, at least right now. They're looking at what their competition is doing. When we say competition, we mean people like Amazon and Google and Microsoft, and clearly have decided at least what they're doing right now isn't working. So I know a couple weeks ago we've talked about, you know, how do you compete with Amazon and Google and Expedia and folks like that? And you might think, oh my gosh, well, we talked about it and, you know, there's some great advice there, so it's going to be easy to do. And clearly what GE is seeing is, no, it's not. It's difficult. I mean, they're certainly big enough to go head-to-head with those tech players, but where have they gone wrong? And I think this is a question of how well they executed in the first place. I've often talked about how, in many ways, execution is the new strategy. I would also question, how have they differentiated themselves? And another area where GE appears to have struggled for the last bunch of years is in attracting digitally savvy talent. Right, if you're a young engineer, if you're a young computer programmer coming out of college right now, and you have a choice of going to work for Amazon, or going to work for Google, or going to work for Microsoft, or going to work for GE, one of those probably, you know, as the old saying goes, one of these things is not like the other. And I think they've really struggled to attract and retain, you know, quality digital talent. Now, they have done some fantastic content marketing initiatives to attract your engineers a few years back. They did these ideas of unimpossible missions, like, can you make a snowball in hell? And, you know, you can't unring a bell. That last one got over 1 million views on YouTube in the last year. So they're doing some interesting things there. At the same time, as we've talked about before, you might have remembered me saying content is a powerful tool, a powerful hammer, but not everything is a nail. And what concerns me is maybe GE is getting out of this business because they looked at the work they were doing and said, sure, we're focused on content marketing. We're focused on trying to attract talent. We've made some acquisitions of various products and services to wrap around the things that we do. But I suspect they've begun to recognize that you can't just, you know, as the saying goes, put lipstick on a pig. You can't just put new frosting on a cake that might need better baking in the first place. And what I suspect is happening here is John Flannery and his leadership team has looked at this and said, well, we took some actions on the surface, but maybe we need to get this more into our core DNA. So I would hope for them that this isn't something that they're doing as a long-term retreat, but as a short-term repositioning to figure out who they are and what kind of business they intend to be and how they intend to make digital more core to their operations as opposed to just something they add on. Now, of course, you know, I think if they're assuming they can just step away and everything will be fine, that's where we get into what we talked about a few weeks ago, where hope is not a business strategy. They can't just hope that doing what they're doing today will be fine for them in the long run. Because while hope is not a business strategy, neither is giving up. And really, the lesson I want you to take away from everything we've talked about today, more than anything, is if you're struggling, if you're, you know, having a tough time competing with Amazon, or you're having a tough time competing with Expedia, or you're having a tough time competing with Google based on what you do, don't give up. Take a look at what you're doing. Determine where you actually can compete successfully, how you really can differentiate yourself, both to your customers and to your employees. And then if necessary, stop doing the things that aren't working for you, but look at how you integrate digital more seamlessly into your operation and make it more a core of what you do so that, in fact, you won't have to give up. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. But I want to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. You can also find us on Spotify, or on iTunes, or Stitcher Radio, or Google Podcasts, or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Plain Old Thinks Out Loud. It should work for any of those. And while you're there, I would really appreciate it if you could give us a really positive rating or review. It really helps us out, and I really appreciate it. You can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates, on Twitter using the Twitter handle @TCPeter, or via email by sending an email to podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that's podcast@TimPeter.com. Finally, I'd like to remind you to check out our sponsor, Solo Segment, by going to solosegment.com for all your needs around site search analytics, content marketing, and content improvement. Site search analytics to help improve your business at solosegment.com. With that, I hope you have a great weekend, everybody. I hope you have a wonderful week ahead, and I will look forward to speaking with you again here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, take care, everybody.